Here in St. Peter's Basilica, meanwhile, Pope Benedict led a penitential liturgy for young Italians on Thursday afternoon, followed by a procession to the nearby San Lorenzo Centre for Mass and a prayer vigil with adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. The San Lorenzo International Youth Centre is currently marking the 25th anniversary of its foundation by Pope John Paul II. Following Pope Benedict's visit there last Sunday, these events on Thursday mark the start of a 3-day celebration in worship and prayer, culminating in the Diocese of Rome's World Youth Day on Palm Sunday, presided over by Pope Benedict in St. Peter's Square. Among those leading the young people in prayer on Friday are officials from the Pontifical Council for the Laity and special guest speakers, including Brother Alois, head of the ecumenical prayer community Tese, located in the central Burgundy region of France. Founded amid the devastation of the Second World War, the community today counts over 100 brothers from different countries and of different denominations who work for reconciliation as they welcome visitors from all over the world. Hundreds of thousands of young people in particular are drawn to Tese each year by its meditative music and by its simple message of love and acceptance of all cultures and traditions. Earlier in the week, Brother Alois met privately with Pope Benedict for his third such encounter since he took over from Tese's founder, Brother Roger Schutz. I caught up with Brother Alois just after the meeting to find out more. You've been meeting with Pope Benedict. Yes. What can you tell us about that encounter?
It was very beautiful and important for us that this tradition continues. Brother Roger came each year to Rome to meet the Pope, and we are very glad that Benedict XVI continues this tradition because it's a necessary support for us. We welcoming all these young people in Tese, it's very necessary to be clear that it is within the Church what we are doing.
It's a part of the tradition, isn't it, in Tese, to focus particularly on young people, especially those who may not have much contact with their church?
Both. Luckily, there are many young people who are rooted in their church, in their tradition, in faith, in believing in God. Otherwise, it would not be possible. But this makes it possible to welcome also young people who are searching. And it's true, they are more and more numerous today. And even people who grow up in a certain tradition, even in the Catholic Church, sometimes they are not very aware about all the about their faith. What is baptism? What is Eucharist? What is the Word of God? And we feel the need more and more to give a catechism, catechesis in Tese, to speak about the basic truths of faith.
What kind of words of encouragement did Pope Benedict have for this vital ministry?
Oh, mainly for the prayer. And in the prayer, the chants, the songs of Tese, he said that it's important to continue on this way, to have a prayer that helps young people to discover within themselves an inner life, an interiority, an inner life, and discovering a personal relationship with God. And for that, silence and these repetitive songs, he said, are very important. So it was really encouraging for me.
Pope John Paul, of course, came to Tese, didn't
yes,
he? Were you able
yes.
to invite Pope Benedict?
We didn't speak about that because he's so busy. And when John Paul II came, he was younger. He was younger still. We spoke about other things, but it was very personal, also very personal. Among other things, we spoke about our meeting we had in Geneva and about ecumenism. And I told the Holy Father how important it is for us to deepen an ecumenism of prayer, because there we still can do a lot. and we still can perhaps kindle more a fire of enthusiasm, because that is missing sometimes today. Sometimes we get a little bit tired in our ecumenical discussions, but to come together for a common prayer more often, not only once a year when there is the Week of Unity, I think there is still a lot we can do. That's why in Geneva we published and call for reconciliation among Christians, where I also speak about an exchange of gifts that can be deepened much more. Still we remain too distant among Christians of different denomination and not appreciating enough the gifts of the others.
It is true, isn't it, that many people have lost hope, perhaps, in the kind of ecumenical progress that they were expecting, say, just a decade ago?
Yes, because there are very good theological documents, and we expected that these documents would bear much more fruits and really bringing the churches more together.
Why haven't they done so, do you think?
But perhaps this research of communion among Christians in a common prayer has been missing. Yeah? Because it's not enough when that theologians meet, but the Christians have to meet and to grow together and to appreciate each other's gifts more. And there still we have a lot to do. In Tizi, that's what we try to do in Tizi. We have young people coming from different churches. There are many Orthodox Christians coming from Romania, from Serbia, from Russia, and from other countries. Or there are Protestants coming, Lutherans coming from Sweden, many, and Catholic people coming, of course. And we can pray together. That's a quite new experience for many. We can pray together and not just meeting on a small common basis, yes, but really have a very deep communion in Christ together.
You're also going to lead a prayer vigil here, aren't you? Right,
yes.
Here in Rome for,
yes,
young people. Tell us a bit about,
yes,
that.
Yes, on Friday we will do that. Like each year before Palm Sunday, we animate such a prayer vigil here in Rome, together with the Vicariato of Rome. And this makes that we are present with the young people here at least once a year. And I'm looking forward to that prayer, which will be in San Lorenzo in Piscibus, close to the Vatican here.
Of course, the Diocese of Rome is celebrating World Youth Day on this Palm Sunday, but we're also looking ahead to Sydney, to World Youth Day in Sydney. Will,
yes,
you be attending that?
Yes, I will go with some brothers, and we will have regular prayers in one church there in Sydney. And we are present like we have been present for all the World Youth Days since the beginning.
What is your message to young people now preparing to attend that very special event in Sydney?
Dare to believe. Dare to believe in God, that God is present in your life. God is not absent. And this can change a life.
Tell me also about the meeting that you're preparing in Africa, in Kenya, which has seen so much civil strife.
What exactly
is Teze going to be doing there?
Well, since several years, we start again to have youth meetings not only in Europe, but like Brother Roger did many years ago, but not so much in the last year. So we start this again to have meetings of young people on different continents. We had one in Kolkata 2 years ago, last year in Bolivia. And in these two cities also, the situation of Christians is not easy. It's very different, the two situations. But of course, now in Kenya, we plan a meeting for end of November And we had planned this already last year, but now this dramatic violence that happened, and that people are shocked now in Kenya that this could happen. So we will see what will be possible. But the aim is to give a sign of solidarity with the people there. And we will see what we can do. Brothers of our community are already now in Nairobi to see together with the church there what we can do.
To prepare for the November
meeting. To prepare
for
the November meeting, yes. If it could be a sign of reconciliation, would be very important, of course.
It sometimes seems that the churches are unable, although they can bring people together, they're unable to have an impact on these terrible political or social situations.
Yes, especially when so many different things come together, political, social and ethnical divisions. And
economic too.
And economical, yes, of course. So we always have to start again. To believe that the gospel is stronger than these divisions. That's not easy, and probably we have to start again with each generation. It's not once achieved. Now we are Christians and we know, but suddenly there can be divisions and even violences coming up, even among Christians. Even among Christians. So we have to start to evangelize again, each generation again.
This was the great mission, wasn't it, of Brother Roger when he founded the Teze community to reconcile, particularly among Christians. How does the spirit that he left with the community continue to work with you?
Especially he left us this very concrete way of looking for reconciliation that consists simply in going to the other. Going, overcoming a barrier, going. We can go. We should not be afraid and we should not make plans before going, but we should go and then plans will come up. And this is true among the denominations, among the different, among Christians, but also among peoples. And in Nairobi, this will be important to visit and to believe in the strength of visiting. God visited us in a simple way, so disarming. God came, became one of us. And visited us. And Brother Roger always was guided by this way, by the humility of Christ. Christ came in such a humble way to overcome the barriers, to overcome sin, to overcome violence, to overcome hatred. So the only way for us is to go.
You yourself must be frustrated sometimes, aren't you, by the barriers that people put up, that Christians put up between themselves, by the way they won't listen to this very simple message?
Yes and no. Frustrated because, yes, there are so many difficulties, but everywhere we find people who keep the flame burning. And so many people, often in a very hidden way, keep the flame of reconciliation and of faith burning. And when we go towards the others, we meet so many people who do this that we are always encouraged to.
And my thanks there to Brother Alois, head of the ecumenical prayer community Teze, located in central France.